This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug will be back before we know it. So it is, ladies, Jen, I don't know what to do with myself. I feel like we have been blessed with your presence for so many days in a row now.
You're so sweet.
Can it just please never end?
I've been fun hanging out with you. That's why I come in, because I get to hang out with my girl.
Yes. Yeah, I like to hear that. Well, let's get some good news. Find some good news. Do you have anything?
Do you have any good news? Well,
do you have any good news you would like to share?
What do I have that's good news? Gosh, you know what? I'll get back to you on that. I'm just watching. You know, here's the thing. My job, I do politics primarily. At my morning show that I do in Los Angeles. And so, of course, everything is about presidential politics this week. It's just, I'm like buzzing with announcements and things. And I do, you know, I do want to ask you this question. So DeSantis uses Twitter spaces to get into the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just sort of hit me as I was thinking this through. Why in the world would he do that? Like, I love Elon Musk. And I love what he's done with Twitter. But let's be real that most of your Republican crowd, to get through the primary, which is what you're focusing on now, right? Usually candidates have to focus hard on their party, and they even run a little more to the right during the primary, and then they run more to the center as the general election comes in if they look like they're the candidate. So, and that happens on the Democrat side as well. Well, they run to the left, and then they come to the center during the general election. So... Who in there, like, do you know how to get on Twitter spaces? You would, because you're a social media guru. But, like, I actually feel like this was a blown move for DeSantis. I think he would have done himself a lot better had he picked somewhere, like, free in Florida, something that he wanted to advertise about the great job and leadership that he's done, rather than in a place that most of the population doesn't know how to access.
Well, but the thing is, even though if people aren't accessing this, because they want it to be that it's in Twitter spaces, it's live, it's real, he can take Q&A, all of this stuff. So some people might not be able to access it in real time, but it will be so shared. It will be
It'll be shared.
It's almost like you can do any of these on any one platform, and it will still hit all of the platforms after the fact.
I guess just watching Tim Scott this week, you know, as someone who is a proclaimed Trump girl, he does a lot of rallies and he does a lot of live stuff in front of the crowds. Even Tim Scott this week in South Carolina had a rally to make his announcement. So I don't know. I guess we'll just see how this all plays out and how people accept it. Mm-hmm. But is the excitement in the rollout, or is it kind of in the aftermath? And I guess this rest of the week will tell.
We'll find out
how that plays out.
But, yeah, when you think about it, you point out the rallies, and it does showcase how popular and how many people will stand behind a candidate because they show up to the rally. They're cheering them on, where you are not going to have this with Twitter spaces. It's basically going to be the two gentlemen sitting down discussing things.
Yeah.
Having a little talk. And they're not even going to be, I believe, with Twitter spaces, they're not even in the same room. It's like a Zoom meeting.
This is basically
on a Zoom meeting.
So, I don't know. It's just something that was going through my head. It's really interesting as this, like, plays on and, you know, as more and more candidates jump in, just tactically how each one is handling it and how they're getting their best push. You know, my friend is Larry Elder, who I love and respect, and he is also in the race for the presidency for on the Republican side. And he was on the second to last Tucker Carlson show. And I would say that was actually even more impactful because people were watching Tucker Carlson so much. You know, you get to the conservatives who are going to make you the winner of their primary. So it's interesting to see how this all plays out and how each candidate chooses to make their splash. And certainly a lot of people were waiting for Ron DeSantis to jump in. So we'll see what it looks like in 2 days and 5 days and 10 days, how it shakes things up, if it does.
Yes. Yeah, well, and then Elon Musk has come out and said that doing this Twitter Spaces announcement is not an endorsement for DeSantis. But wouldn't he have to have other people on if somebody else wants? Isn't it equal opportunity?
I think if Trump were ready to sit down with Elon, I think that he would do it in about 10 seconds. This is incredibly smart and genius for Elon Musk because it's getting us to talk about something that most of us were not either aware of or using or anything. So from the perspective of Twitter, this is like the best idea ever. I just wonder how it plays out ultimately long term for the candidate.
We'll see. We will see. Yeah, absolutely. All right, some bummer news.
I don't know if that was good news or not, but it was just interesting because I was like, you know, just thinking about the last couple of days, what we learned, and it was just kind of flopping around in my brain. So thanks for indulging me.
Oh, of course. I almost don't even want to talk about this one now. It stinks. The bummer news. Did you see this about a father and his teenage children were clearing out boxes and belongings from a grandfather? And they came upon a grenade, and one of them pulled the pin.
No!
Yeah, it's a 47-year-old father, his 18-year-old daughter, and his 14-year-old son. They were sorting through these belongings. It's not clear who pulled the pin, and apparently a lot of grenades are out there in private homes, part of collections, the war souvenirs that family kept, and for the most part, a lot of these explosives are safe to handle. They are no longer in use.
They're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this one was not one of those.
Wow. That's incredibly sad. And you have to be careful. You know, I think it makes you think when you lose a family member, particularly. We were cleaning out. It was one of the moments of levity, I guess, sort of. My grandfather passed away last, it all blended together, October. And we were having to clean out the house that he shared with his wife. She had passed away a few years earlier from cancer. And after he passed, I was helping my mom and my aunt kind of go through things. And it's the first time you really dig into someone's life, because when I would go stay at their house, I mean, you saw the common areas, but you weren't digging through their junk drawers and stuff. You know, it's a much different thing. It's kind of strange. Feels like a violation of privacy, but yet you have to. And one of the things other that I learned about my grandfather, that he hoarded sunglasses and notepads because he had like millions of all of those things. I was going through one of the drawers in his office and I came across a gun, and I was like, whoa, who's just sitting there, not in a case, like just out. And it was like an old, because he was a big Civil War history buff. It looked like an old revolver, basically. And it was just in this big long drawer. And I thought, okay, this is bizarre. I didn't even know that he had a gun and it's not in a safe. Like, what was going on? So I started taking pictures of it. Turns out, it scared my mom and my aunt wouldn't even come into the room. I have shot a gun before and I own a gun for home protection. So I was, you know, I knew how to, I wanted to make sure I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, it was a replica.
Real.
Because I wasn't familiar, because it was such an old gun. I'm like, I don't know exactly what to do. I was just being very careful. So I took pictures and actually FaceTimed a friend of mine who looked at it, and we were looking around. He's like, wow, that's something incredible. And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, it's a replica.
How could he tell?
Because it wasn't an operational fire.
Oh, okay.
But at the beginning, when you find something new that you don't know exactly how to operate, and you wouldn't, because this is from like the 1800s, it was kind of a funny moment. But yeah, it ended up just being a replica. But I can imagine that people probably go through stuff and go, oh, this is a toy, and then whammo, they blow themselves up.
Yes. Oh, and think of like the different things you could find. Have you seen the thing about Swedish death cleaning? It sounds so morbid, but it's not for people in hospice care or anything. It's just kind of like the minimalism situation, but you don't, it's not that you have to keep a certain amount of things, but it's just you go ahead and live a lifestyle where you don't have a lot of clutter, so that when you do die, your loved ones don't have a lot of work to do cleaning out your stuff.
That's not my lifestyle.
It doesn't. It's like, it sounds morbid, but it's not, because it's not for end of life, but it's just one of those, like, just declutter your stuff.
You know, as you get, and look, I hope none of us are anywhere near that, but I have noticed as I get older, I'm like, do I need this or not? Like, I'm a little more cutthroat when it comes to the stuff I keep. When I was a kid, you know, I kept every note from my girlfriends and I, you know, we passed notes around and stuff, and I'm like, do I really need all this? And you kind of have to decide later in life what serves you. And I've noticed that with my mom, particularly. My dad still keeps everything, But my mom's like, oh, do I really need this? And I know what she's doing. She's like, I got to cut down on the clutter so that, God forbid, when something or if something happens, you're not burdening someone. I mean, it's a lot. And thank God for estate sale companies that'll just come through and help you organize the stuff because,
you know, sometimes you don't know what you should keep.
Yes, and people accumulate things and you don't know what's valuable and what's not.
Well, we are always seeing these stories about somebody finding a $5 buy at a Goodwill or something, a thrift store, or
like
a garage sale, a yard sale. Yeah, and then it ends up being from, like, the Jing Dynasty.
Right. A Ming vase, look at this, for $4.50 at the Salvation Army. I don't know if I ever get that lucky, but maybe one day. You never know.
One day. Or be one of the people that happens to buy a couch, and there's this, like, lump sum of cash hidden in it.
I need that. Well, you know, when my grandfather passed, because I bought my grandparents' house on my dad's side, my dad and my uncle were cleaning out, and they lifted up a tile that was loose in the family room, and they found $5,000 under there that he had, like, squirreled away for some reason.
Oh, did you get it since it was your house?
No, I thought that was exactly what should happen. No, my dad and my uncle split it. But isn't that funny? He thought people were stealing or, you know, he started to get more, like, scared, I guess, in his older age, and so he squirreled money away, and they found it.
Well, sometimes it makes you think that maybe we should start hiding cash away at various times because you just never know what is going to happen. Or, again, with the power grid situation,
totally.
Or we've been
banking
anywhere.
Crisis, power grid.
Yes, and I'm sure you've experienced this where you only pay with a card, you have no cash on you, and their systems are down. You go somewhere and the systems are down.
And
they're like, we can only see cash right now. So basically you're like, okay, well, I guess I will just leave the store without what I came to purchase.
Yep. It's really frustrating, and we're just way too reliant on all of that. And the fact that they probably, like, the government wants to take you to a digital currency, which I think is absolutely, like, hard pass on that, where everything is digital, and they can shut you down if they want to. Power Grid can shut you down if it needs to. You can have limits on what you can withdraw and deposit. No, thank you. I'll take a pass.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot to ask for. Well, more to come is Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program with Jen and Jay. It's 18 after the hour.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12-bead bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stephens Good Day Radio Program. I am Jake Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. And Katy Perry may not make it another season for American Idol.
What?
Yes. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Well, so she's been there for, what, 6 seasons? And she reportedly wants to step down as a judge because she feels like the show is basically just throwing her under the bus. Totally misrepresenting her, making her seem like she's the quote-unquote nasty judge. Now, I do get it where when it comes to any kind of reality television of any level, whether it's contestant kind of based stuff or just the celeb reality or reality, whatever, things can be edited in certain ways to drive a story. However, okay, they cannot be edited to make anybody say something that they did not actually say. And she's been getting a lot of heat for things that she has said lately.
Yeah.
So is
she's
it?
She's also got a reputation of being not the nicest. And I think that's followed her. And, you know, some people are just a little more likable than than others. And I don't know. I don't know if I believe when she does the warmth thing. So it's about being authentic, I think. And that's something that they can't turn into a storyline. It's just kind of you have it or you don't. I mean, you look at Luke Bryan and you look at Lionel Richie on the judges table, and I don't watch American Idol all the time, but every time I flip by, you always see like there's a human connection and there's something real, and I don't know if it's as believable with Katy Perry, and I don't know if that's her fault or if it's something that she gives off or maybe something protective that she does for herself, but I do think it's followed her throughout her career. I mean, think about the feud she had with Taylor Swift very publicly. I mean, she hasn't been known to be like the sugary sweet nice person.
That's true.
She?
That's true. And she definitely seems like she has a big personality. And I think sometimes people of a certain caliber, they make jokes. And if the person on the receiving end of the joke finds it offensive, then all of a sudden the joker becomes the jerk. You know what I mean? Where if the person on the receiving end of the joke is not offended, it's a joke, and the other person has a funny sense of humor and stuff like that. Like, she has been accused of mom shaming. There was a 25-year-old mother of 3 that she made the comment of, Katy Perry made the comment that she's laying on the table too much. And the contestant said that it was hurtful in a TikTok video after the audition, and said that she felt mom-shamed and she felt embarrassed that Katy Perry embarrassed her on national television. There was another one where a contestant, Katy Perry, who basically, like, what, every time she was on stage, she has something sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be real.
Which I'm not mad at that. I like it.
Yeah. So this situation is kind of the pot calling the kettle black, where she told a contestant that every time she steps on stage, it's like she glitter bombs the stage, and she wants to see the next time she comes out to perform, she does not want to see a single piece of glitter in her outfit. And, it again, Katy Perry typically has glitter, but what does the outfit, how does the outfit, is that concerned with how the person is singing?
Right. It doesn't make a difference. It's
yeah. When the
it's
audience
about correcting the personality or the look, which is probably not that popular.
Yeah. And then she got booed, and Luke Bryan was like, ah, Katy got booed. And they definitely, I've only seen clips. I don't watch it at all, but I've seen clips online. And it does seem like these three judges have a genuine friendship and camaraderie. Of course,
yeah.
That could always be faked, but it, for when the cameras are on, but they do seem like they genuinely get along and have a lot of fun. So it would be a bummer if she quits, because she has a lot of fans. She does have a big fan base, but just the whole thing of she feels like the show is misrepresenting her when it's really, she keeps coming under fire for what she has been saying. And that is not something the show can misrepresent or
right
edit.
If you're saying it, you're saying it. That's exactly right. It will be a bummer if they mess up the chemistry, though, because that is hard to recreate.
It is for sure. More to come on Doug Steffen's Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Shrinkflation was bad enough, now skimpflation. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff, skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
He's been called the loudest MAGA mount in the USA. Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The Root is on fire. I'm the hardest working man in showbiz, certainly conservative showbiz. You'll never find more content jammed down your throat in your face of liberals.
Wayne Allen Root, number 41 and climbing on the Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 Most Important Radio Talk Show Hosts in America. Wayne is a fierce, enthusiastic, and relentless defender of Reagan conservatism, libertarianism, economic freedom and capitalism, and is also a great fit for your station. Declare war on boring radio by adding Wayne Allen Root to your daily program.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, is delivered to you via Westwood One Channel USA One, USA David Box All-in-One Solution, and USA AutoCast.
To learn more, contact affiliate at usaaudio.com. That's affiliate at usaaudio.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street closing with stocks lower Wednesday. This comes as debt ceiling negotiations continue between lawmakers and the White House in Washington. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Wednesday the two sides remain at odds. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 255 points. Investors waiting to see how things break. Tina Turner is dead at the age of 83. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was surprised at the news.
Tina Turner was an icon who had many stages and many amazing moments in her career.
Reports say Turner died in Switzerland peacefully after a long illness Wednesday. She was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll and rose to prominence as the lead singer of the Ike and Tina Turner Review. She left Ike after years of well-documented abuse and launched a successful career as a solo performer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug Steffen will be back before we know it. And a quick reminder that your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Jen, you were telling me this off air. We have to bring this on air. But what is going on with the Dodgers?
Yeah, no, I was wondering if you guys had heard about it because it started to get some national attention. And it's been a huge story we've been covering locally, and it stemmed from something sort of silly and maybe short-sighted, but now it's, of course, it's blown up, like all of these things. So the L.A. Dodgers, big fan. I love baseball, and I love the Dodgers, born and raised. I believe Dodger Blue. And you know how a lot of the teams, and it's really an effort to make money, they have these certain nights. Like, they just had Hispanic Heritage Night at Dodger Stadium, and what I think is totally racist is that they gave out, like, ponchos to people who want tickets. I don't know. It doesn't seem like, to me, it seems very stereotypical to have these different nights because they somehow, like, offend somebody, I'm sure, as they do them. But Pride is coming up. June is Pride Month. And so on, and that's LGBTQ, celebration of LGBTQ people. So June 16th, I believe, is the Dodger game. That is going to be like the full ticket packages where they do like the rainbow jerseys and the, you know, they sell certain tickets and you get free gifts and all that stuff. Okay, that's not the problem. The problem is that the Dodger organization decided that they were going to honor with one of their community hero awards on Pride Night a group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is a group of trans activists who are pretty anti-Catholic and who kind of like mock nuns and priests and, you know, do stuff like that, kind of distasteful stuff. So there was a huge backlash because, duh, half of the Dodger crowd, and I'm saying that to be like, that's probably modest, probably even more, half of the people that go to Dodger Stadium are Hispanic, and probably more than half or three quarters of those people are Catholics. And so this kind of like got out, like a little outcry from Dodger fans. Now, of course, the local news media said, oh, this is like conservatives going against, you know, here's another example of conservatives going against a transgender group. That was really not the case. It was actually the Dodger fans who are probably primarily Catholic going at, you know, making comments about this group that has said pretty hateful things about Catholics online. So the Dodgers disinvite this group and it becomes very public and the local media is calling the Dodgers cowards and that they should, you know, and what say what you will, disinviting someone, that's it's a bold move. And, yeah, I don't know if cowardly is the right word. Bold. You may not agree with it, but it's pretty bold. So they disinvite this group. Well, then the Anaheim mayor gets involved. The Anaheim mayor is pretty far left, and she says, you know, if the Dodgers won't have you, the Angels will. Well, then the Angels owner is pretty conservative. He's like, I don't know if we want to get involved with this. And so then there's back and forth about whether or not they'd be at the Angel game. Well, then the pressure from the other side mounts on the Dodgers, and they're like, why are you being anti-trans? And so now the Dodgers, this week, just re-invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence back to Dodger Stadium to accept their award on Pride Night.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
It's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of flip-flopping. It's been all over the place. Very big example of like how the political or social, probably even better, pressure is mounting on sports teams, on corporations. And I don't know, I've dug into some of what the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence do. And some of the stuff they raise money for is really great and worthy causes. It's not about the LGBTQ community. What I think a lot of people are taking issue with, what I personally take issue with, is that is there any other group that you could mock aside from Catholics and still be invited and highlighted at a sports event? Like if they were doing this to Jewish people or to Muslim people, would they be invited and showcased?
They'd be canceled very quickly.
Right.
And that's a good point. Yeah. Well, they I was just Googling about them, and they are a charity and protest and street performance organization, and they use drag and religious imagery to call attention to sexual intolerance, and they satirize issues of gender and morality. And I've heard them referred to as drag queens before. I'm looking at pictures. Drag queen, when I see this, drag queen does not come to mind.
No, this is not drag queen.
This is not drag.
Definitely,
yes.
They're definitely
they're in costumes. Their faces are painted. And
And so this doesn't really, to me, it doesn't have anything to do. I mean, I think these super, like, Pride nights get overblown, as I mentioned. Like, hand out a poncho on Hispanic Heritage Night just feels weird.
Like,
you know,
who
but this is, how a lot, this is how a lot of teams make money, right? They bring in different groups and stuff. And so, look, go for it. And go and celebrate Pride. I think rainbows are beautiful. Like, go for it. But I do think it's interesting to see where the line is for people. And I do love to point out people's hypocrisy, because I would say that if these individuals were wearing turbans, if they were wearing yarmulkes on their head instead of nuns' habits, I don't even think it would be considered to invite them. And I'm not trying to demonize this group, because I don't think they're all bad. I think some of the charitable causes that they support are worthy ones.
Oh, absolutely.
Ones.
But pointing out that people are picking and choosing what
people pick
to,
and choose what offends them. And I do think for the Dodgers a little short-sighted, when probably there are way more Catholics in your crowd than there are these, you know, like trans activist types. So I don't know. It's kind of an interesting one to follow, but it has been huge. And every day it's like there's a new headline. Somebody's invited. Somebody's been disinvited. So now we're back to the they're invited category, and we'll see how it all plays out.
Are we going towards the whole, like, just trying to appease people situation where there's a push for something because of trying to appease to a certain group, and then they negate that because other people don't like it. So it's like, okay, well, we're going to just cancel this. And then other people are like, well, now you're this kind of person because you canceled this. Like, okay, never mind, it's back on. So is there so much? And I get with brands and organizations, it becomes a financial situation where, yes, you do have to give the majority of your consumers, the people who are going to give you their money, what they want because you want to make that money. But this ping pong game of just bouncing the ball back and forth, because it's like, well, what should we do? Look at the whole Budweiser situation.
I know. It's a good argument to probably just stay out of it. Because if you do, I always think about Ed McMahon, who's one of the greatest sidekicks of all time. You never knew what his politics were. He never wanted you to know what his politics were. He wanted to make it about entertaining people. And I think there are so few safe spaces because everybody with the platform is being encouraged to make some kind of statement. And when you do that, you're going to isolate 50% of the people, no matter where you come out. Mm-hmm. You are going to always isolate. We're so divided, half of your crowd. And there just doesn't seem to be a need for that. For me, in sports, it's the one place where I think a lot of people like to escape and not have to think about news, politics, social issues. Like, just relax and watch a baseball
game. Yes, yeah. Take the politics out of it and just have fun. Well, and it's funny you mention that, because that was actually a question that we posted to our social media sometime recently, I want to say, of the whole perception, perception is truth to a degree, where your perspective, whatever it is you see, that is also your truth, and it could be based on somebody else. And when you say Ed McMahon, you didn't really know what his politics were. And I feel like in today's society, even people who try to stay out of political conversation,
they get
put into boxes still. And then people still kind of try to guess, well, you said this, so you must lean this way or that way. And we did ask what people think when they listen to our conversations. Where do you think Doug lies? Where do you think Jen lies? Where do you think I lie? All of that. And you're pretty open about where you lie. And Doug has been pretty much too. But it's what I find so interesting is Republicans think I'm a Democrat, and Democrats think I'm a Republican.
I know.
And not just a Republican or not
and
just
you're
a
like,
Democrat.
I'm just kind
but,
of floating here in the
yes,
middle.
But I'm,
like, leave
but
me
I'm
alone.
Far. Yeah, yes, yeah. A lot of people on the right think I am far left. A lot of people on the left think I am far right. And so it's like, well, how can I be two extremes?
But, you know, I don't even like to try to guess anymore, because I think even people who might consider themselves to be conservative or liberal, they're always going to have that one issue that maybe isn't for them. You know, there are a lot of people in California that I run into that would love to see the police refunded, that would love to see us get, like, serious about crime and not just let people run wild, but that are also not as conservative when it comes to some of the social issues. And I think people are blends. Our little brains want to organize people into what we think are categories to make it easier to deal with or shut people out. One of the most dangerous things is when we all stop talking to each other and we only talk to our team, because then we lose our country. And that's so much what I see happening right now, where I don't even want to talk to you if you don't agree with me, I don't even want to have a conversation with you. You clearly can't have a conversation with me. That is so frustrating, because we lose our country if we do that. We have to figure out a way to get back to talking again.
Yeah, and when did that happen? Was it COVID?
I don't, you know, I think it was even starting to become
more
than
that. Was it a little bit before then, too?
Very polarizing, and I think that, you shut people down when you think that they don't agree with you, because, what I find is, if you're a woman who voted for Trump, you clearly must just do what your husband says. You can't be a...
You're not a free thinker.
You're not a free thinker. You're obviously not pro-woman. You're not... None of those things are true. But everybody will figure out a way, not everybody, but a lot of people will shut you down based on their perception. So I find it refreshing when I can't figure out where people are coming from exactly, because I think we should all be able to just have the conversation and learn about one another.
Yeah, just be human beings. Well, with COVID, and specifically, it seemed like the vaccine when it was first, COVID was first happening and the vaccine was first being rolled out. I know people who lost friends,
yeah,
who had family members basically disowned them because they fell on different viewpoints when it came to just the vaccine. I have never witnessed anything of that magnitude before, where it was like...
It was the first time in my life, and I'm happy to say, well, there were probably a couple of times, where I actually felt real discrimination because I chose not to get the vaccine, and I was not allowed to go into restaurants in L.A. I wasn't allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah, you were basically banned. You were shunned.
I know. You don't have a vaccine card. And I tell you what, I don't regret it for one single minute.
Well, not getting it. And I'll tell you, I did get the vaccine, and I do regret it. I have had some other health issues that I cannot say have been because of the vaccine. I cannot say that they've been because COVID. Because we have had those conversations before, and not only us, but those conversations have been out there where some people think, well, the vaccine can cause A, B, or C. Well, getting COVID itself can cause A, B, or C, too.
Totally.
So it's all these polarizing views. But I was so sick off of the vaccine. The first dose...
I remember.
Not great. The second dose, even worse. The third dose, I was so violently ill that I was like, I am never getting the vaccine again at all. Like, I already decided there. Then I actually got COVID. And even the two times I had COVID, totally opposites. One was I wouldn't have known I had COVID had I not tested. The other one, I almost ended up in the hospital. It was so bad.
The problem I think that we come down to is that everybody appoints themselves as an expert. Like, my position with COVID vaccine is if you think it's right for you, you should get one. Just don't force it on me. Let everybody make their own decision.
Yes, let people make their own decision.
But so many people become polarized and they think their doctors, well, if you don't get your shot, I can't be friends with you. Come on. You don't have to make those decisions for me.
Let people live their own lives. It's 48 after the hour.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Memorial Day sale, May 26th through June 5th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I try to get for the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Joining me now.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. And right now we have our favorite pet and animal expert guru. ThePetShow.com is where you can find him, Warren Eckstein.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are
good
you today?
Good morning. So we were just talking about, I don't know if anybody can hear this. My dog Daisy is right next to me and she is snoring her face off. And Warren, you were saying that dog snores are actually better than melatonin?
I think so. I have been in bed with someone who said a really bad thing. I've spent a lot of time sleeping next to dogs, and when they snore, I find it easier for me to go to sleep. Now, that's just me, but I just find something about being next to a dog that's snoring. Yet a person snoring when I was in the service would drive me crazy. I couldn't go to sleep. I'd stay up. I'd put a bag over his head, whatever I had to do. Well, somehow when a dog snores, and I have my Molly and Willie, my little guys, and sometimes they'll both snore at the same time, and I'm out like a light. That's just the way I am.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, I just posted a picture of a dog in a jail uniform, and the reason I did that is I wanted to stress today that cats and dogs are not delinquent. A lot of people think that their dogs and cats sit home all day long saying, hey, should I pee on the floor? Should I chew up their chair? Should I scratch their favorite thing? Should I bother them? They don't have malicious streaks like many people do. So what I always tell people to do, if you have a dog or a cat that you think is doing something, they're not thinking about it. They're not doing it on purpose. You need to find out what's causing them to do it and then resolve it from that point of view. For example, let's say you have a dog that's barking at the window. A lot of people call me up and say, Warren, my dog's barking. I say, what do you do? I say, well, I go over to the window. I start yelling at the dog. Shut up. Be quiet. Knock it off. Are you crazy? And I explain to them from the dog's perspective, you just started barking alongside the dog, actually encouraging him to bark more. People make a lot of mistakes when trying to resolve issues. If your dog is barking at the front window, that's what dogs do. If it goes for a long period of time, just go over to the dog. Say, thank you. You got that burglar away. I'll take over from here. But the minute you start yelling and screaming and blaming the dog or cat and thinking they did something on purpose, that's when the relationship starts to break apart.
Interesting. So just like a, hey, thank you, I've got it from here.
Yeah, that's what I, you know, a lot of times people spend so much time yelling and screaming. I always joke, this is my favorite line. I've gone into homes and said no, and the dog comes thinking that's his name because that's all he hears. So I advise people, when your dog is doing nothing, let's say your dog is just lying down, like your dog's sleeping right now, but if he was awake and just lying down, just looking adorable, go over and say, good boy. Don't always respond to when the dog is doing something, whether it be good or bad. Protect them. Go over and love them and tell them how good they are when they're doing absolutely nothing so they realize they don't have to do something to get the attention. Most of the dogs I've worked with that have really bad issues, whether it be a separation anxiety, are generally dogs that have been either overly corrected or improperly socialized. So socialization and exposure makes all the difference in the world in terms of your relationship with your pets.
Oh, that's a good take. And you actually helped me with my Daisy girl. Sometime recently, we were having an issue where all of a sudden she started going to the restroom in the house in certain areas. And it's not like she couldn't hold it. It's not like she is older, but it was kind of just a change in routine and location and all of that stuff. And you had the best tip of put a treat or something in that area because dogs will not go where they eat.
Yeah, it's one of the things, one of the best ways to resolve issues like that. Again, if the dog is healthy, if they're going in a specific area and you take them to that area and you say, no, bad dog, fool you, what did you do? You're paying a lot of attention to the fact that that accident's there. And dogs, like kids, will respond to negative or positive attention. They're getting attention. But very rarely will a healthy dog want to poop or pee where it eats. So sometimes if you have a bad area where the dog is going, even two areas, clean it up with a good enzymatic stain and odor remover, take a paper plate, or two, depending on how many areas, a little bit of the dog's food, or the cat's food for that matter, in the paper plate. When they see their food is following their accident, watch how fast they go back to either using the litter box or barking at the back door to go outside.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely great.
And it works. But so many people spend so much time, as I said, correcting their dog, yelling at their cat, don't do this, don't do that, rather than taking the time to just focus. You know, we need to spend more time training and less time restraining our dogs, and they'd be a lot better off.
Oh, I like that. More time training, less time restraining.
Yeah, this way they don't have to go to jail.
Yeah. And what else is going on in the fur baby world?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but so many people, I guess the worst thing for any pet guardian is the fear of losing their dog or cat. Their dog or cat gets out and they're lost. And now there seems to be an increase in finding them because they're using drone technology to find lost animals. We'll talk about that more, but it's a great idea and working well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. Well, you can get more information with Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. Don't forget to get some love, hugs and kisses for your little fur baby. It's 58 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.